What drives someone to bid $90,000 on a truck? In 2018, when the gavel fell at Julian's auctions and Arlen Hamilton won Janet Jackson's 1956 Chevrolet Cameo, tears streamed down her face. This wasn't about owning a celebrity vehicle. It was about the impossible distance she'd traveled from sleeping on airport floors just 6 years earlier. That moment crystallized everything. A homeless, gay Black woman with no degree had become a venture capitalist investing in over 200 companies. Her journey challenges everything we believe about who deserves access to capital and why the system remains so brutally exclusive. Here's a number that should make you furious. In 2017, Black women received 0.02% of venture capital funding. Not 2%, 0.2%. Meanwhile, these same women were starting businesses at 6 times the national average. The math doesn't just fail to add up, it exposes a rigged game. When underrepresented founders finally secured pitch meetings, they spent 3/4 of their time proving their basic worth rather than discussing actual business ideas, facing questions about their background that white male counterparts never encountered. Hamilton embodied everything Silicon Valley rejected: no wealth, no connections, no pedigree. Instead of fighting for scraps, she flipped the script entirely. Backstage Capital emerged from an audacious question. What if we stopped chasing unicorns that make CEOs billionaires and instead created 1,000 millionaires from underestimated communities who'd reinvest in their own neighborhoods? This wasn't charity. It was recognizing that talent distributes equally while opportunity hoards itself among the privileged. Growing up watching her single mother work multiple jobs while pursuing dreams, Hamilton absorbed a crucial lesson. Circumstances change, but self-belief sustains. At 5, standing in daycare while her mother struggled financially, she somehow knew the world would eventually know her name. That conviction became armor against imposter syndrome, even when she was 34, broke, and sleeping in airports while learning venture capital through podcasts. When she announced plans to invest in 100 underrepresented founders by 2020, people laughed. She hit that target by 2018, proving that systematic exclusion, not lack of talent, explained Silicon Valley's homogeneity. Your lived experience is its own invaluable education, a competitive advantage that can't be replicated or outsourced. Mommy founders Linda Hannah Sperber and Melissa Hannah transformed their experience with fragmented maternal healthcare into a platform connecting thousands of women with essential services. Solo Funds founders Rodney Williams and Travis Holloway watched payday lenders devastate their communities, creating a peer-to-peer lending platform facilitating millions in non-exploitative loans. Even failures become expertise. At 23, Hamilton launched Interlude magazine without startup experience. Though aesthetically successful, it drained her finances for 5 years before the 2008 crash forced closure, teaching invaluable lessons about financial planning and sustainable business models that proved crucial for Backstage Capital. Most millionaires cultivate at least 7 income streams. Hamilton's mother exemplified this, working telecom sales and 7-Eleven shifts while raising 2 children. When COVID-19 canceled Hamilton's 2020 book tour, costing 6 figures, her diversified income provided stability. Backstage Capital salary, publishing deals, investment returns, speaking fees exceeding $1 million annually, media deals, online courses, and consulting. This isn't about side hustling into burnout. It's about strategic ownership of your financial future, becoming CEO of your personal economy. Mark Cuban's billions came from owning companies he built and sold. Ownership controls your work's impact and legacy. The trap? Each funding round shrinks your stake, potentially stripping decision-making power and majority returns. Despite media hype, venture capital funds under 1% of U.S. companies, demands 10x returns with rapid growth, and often dilutes founders until they lose their CEO position. Hamilton favors bootstrapping, funding through sales and savings without outside investment. This preserves control and equity, letting you stay true to your vision and move at your own pace. Blended Designs exemplifies this, starting with t-shirts, pivoting to backpacks featuring characters of color, then children's masks during the pandemic. Bootstrapping enabled founders Casey and Harvey Kelly to make nimble decisions without investor approval. Success tactics? Reduce expenses, do initial work yourself, use affordable tools, consider keeping your day job, and explore pitch competitions. Hamilton still became a venture capitalist because VC creates power and underrepresented people deserve representation. 7 of the world's 10 most valuable companies are venture-backed, driving industries and generational wealth. No one succeeds alone. Collaboration is a strategic advantage. Hamilton envisions underestimated people building mini empires in their communities, with technology proving we can work from anywhere. This democratization drove Backstage Accelerator's launch beyond Silicon Valley to Los Angeles, Philadelphia, London, and Detroit. Not all partnerships are equal. When starting Backstage Capital, Hamilton turned down desperately needed capital from 2 successful European investors who talked over her and dismissed her input. True collaboration requires equality and respect. Strategic partnerships create unexpected wins. Natasha Case, co-founder of Cool House Ice Cream, found their best collaborations came from surprising pairings, French's Mustard and Ritz Crackers, instead of predictable chocolate companies. These partnerships accessed major PR resources while contributing cool factor and speed to market, creating marketing that pays for itself plus some. Your network's value multiplies through diversity. 5 people from different backgrounds offer more than 50 identical perspectives. Dr. Pamela Jolly, founder of Torch Enterprises, Inc., emphasizes what generational wealth does. They own things and they cooperate. Silicon Valley worships billion-dollar unicorns, but this narrow lens overlooks companies making millions with loyal customers and healthy growth. If your business generates revenue, pays bills, and employees while staying profitable, that's success. Hamilton measures success by impact, change, and legacy. Money is merely the tool enabling action. She ditched FOMO, no longer aspiring to be Oprah or Beyonce. She admires them without wanting their lives. Her goal? To be Arlen, nothing more, nothing less. When starting Backstage Capital, Hamilton faced a choice: join Silicon Valley's Boys Club or create a fund investing in underestimated founders. She kept asking, "Who wins when I win?" Backstage headliner Denise Woodard exemplifies shared success through Partake Foods, founded after her daughter was diagnosed with multiple food allergies. Beyond creating allergy-safe snacks, Woodard partnered with organizations like No Kid Hungry to reach low-income families in food deserts. Before every decision, Hamilton asks, "What does this change? Who could be affected?" She's not interested in token success when 99.9% of underestimated people face identical barriers. She wants to demolish the entire system of inequality. Frustrated by venture capital firms claiming to support Black founders without following through, Hamilton pivoted Backstage Capital toward crowdfunding in August 2020. Their first syndicate deal raised $500,000 in 2 weeks. They then crowdfunded Backstage itself through Republic, raising $1.07 million in 8 hours and hitting $5 million, becoming the first U.S. venture fund to crowdfund operations costs at this scale. With over 6,000 investors, when Hamilton wins, thousands win too. She's established scholarships at Oxford University for Black students, at Dillard University with her mother, and for a Black female pilot student, a true unicorn in an industry where she's never once seen a Black female pilot across 1,000 flights. She created an apprenticeship program at Backstage Capital where participants receive mentoring and 1% ownership worth about $25,000 each. Through hundreds of interviews with millionaires and billionaires, Hamilton uncovered 3 fundamental truths. Millionaire status is achievable for almost anyone, successful millionaires master ownership and collaboration, and the path to wealth can be systematically taught. Building wealth shifted her perspective from viewing money as survival means to seeing it as a tool for community transformation. Her mother's wisdom, "Sometimes the seed doesn't see the petal," encapsulates the long-term vision required for lasting change. Hamilton's framework for catalyzing systemic change rests on four pillars: investment, directing capital to underserved entrepreneurs; execution, implementing effective strategies; amplification, elevating unheard voices; and education, sharing knowledge and building community capacity. True wealth lies not in personal accumulation, but in ripple effects through communities and generations. When you're invited to the table, pull out a chair for someone else. Success demands that we knock down the stairway and build an elevator, creating pathways for others and establishing a sustainable cycle of economic empowerment that transforms entire communities for generations to come.